AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The now 18-year-old charged with killing two men and wounding a third during violent protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year testifies.
Kyle Rittenhouse took the stand.
Did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
Answering questions from defense attorney Mark Richards.
The person that attacked me first threatened to kill me twice.
Rittenhouse was mostly calm on the stand, but at one point he broke down as he described feeling cornered by a protester who was carrying a gun and the first man he eventually shot, Joseph Rosenbaum.
That's right, run.
Prosecutors have portrayed him as the instigator.
So you felt that as a 17-year-old, it was appropriate for you to be out on the streets of Kenosha with an AR-15 that night.
Rittenhouse told prosecutor Thomas Binger that he felt he did what he had to do.
I didn't intend to kill them. I intended to stop the people who were attacking me.
I'm Jennifer King.
Rittenhouse's lawyers asked the judge to declare a mistrial over apparent out-of-bounds questions of Rittenhouse by the prosecution. The judge did not immediately rule on that request. A Georgia County police investigator testifies in a trial of three white men accused of chasing down and killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in their neighborhood. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Glynn County Police Sergeant Roderick Nohilly told the jury he spoke to one of the three, Greg McMichael, a few hours after Arbery was killed. McMichael told him Arbery wasn't out for a Sunday jog and recognized him from security camera video inside a neighboring home under construction.
He was trapped like a rat. I think he was wanting to flee, and he realized that something, you know, he was not going to get away.
Tape from court TV. The defense claims the three were legally justified in chasing and trying to detain Arbery because they reasonably thought he was a burglar. Prosecutors say Arbery was an avid runner who lived in the neighborhood. McMichael also told Nohilly,
this guy was, he was in good shape.
This is AP News. Boeing reaches a settlement with the families of those killed in the 2019 crash of an Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX jet. Jackie Quinn has more.
Boeing has accepted responsibility for Ethiopian Airways Flight 302 losing control and crashing to the ground shortly after takeoff in March of 2019. It was the second crash involving the Boeing 737 MAX jet, which was then grounded because of faulty software. According to court documents, the settlement does not involve monetary compensation to the families of the 157 victims, but it does allow them to pursue individual claims in U.S. courts to streamline the process. Their attorneys call it a significant milestone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the Country Music Association Awards show in Nashville, Chris Stapleton takes Song of the Year for Starting Over. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.